You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following immense backlash from the student body about proposed closures of four libraries that belong to the arts faculties, it has been found that Auckland University executives have spent almost $40,000 in 4 years on 8 memberships at the Northern Club. Vice Chancellor Stuart McCutcheon says the memberships are worthwhile because they host functions that raise funds for the university. However, Auckland University Student Association doesn't understand why they need expensive membership to have those kinds of meetings, and say that it's absolutely inappropriate to spend that kind of money when the university is quoting tight financial constraints as a justification for cutting libraries and entire language programs. I spoke to Vice President Jessica Palleray about the student union's thoughts.
There's also no necessary link between philanthropic funding and having a membership with the Northern Club. The reality is the Northern Club is literally across the road from his office, and so I'm sure that any philanthropic leaders would be happy to have a meeting in his newly renovated office rather than making him, you know, spend $33K on Northern Club fees. So I think that his argument doesn't actually stack up.
So he also said that none of the funding that they raise benefits the executives who are members. But given that some of those executives, including him, earn up to $700,000 a year, do you think that it's true that that funding is not benefiting them?
I mean, the membership to the Northern Club absolutely benefits the person who holds that membership. I mean, when you go there, it's very plush. There's lots of fancy food for you to eat, lots of people to sort of mingle with. But it's just like a fancy old man's lounge. It's not like something that is particularly helpful for students in the slightest. So I think that having Northern Club memberships absolutely just benefits the people who hold it.
Whatever funding does get raised, it's pretty clear, you know, given recent library closures and also four music professors having been laid off just 4 days after the story about the Northern Club membership broke. So it's pretty clear that certain places aren't prioritised in the eyes of those executives. As a representative of the student body, do you sense that there's an underlying feeling that certain faculties, namely arts and creative industries, aren't as valuable?
Absolutely, and I think that's actually the most important story that we need to be getting out there. The Northern Club of Funding is just like an absolute drop in the bucket, given what we're seeing time and time again is the university prioritising business, prioritising science and engineering, which is fine, but at the expense of CHI and arts faculty programs, and that's a real shame. And what we're wanting is the university to step up and show us they care about the arts, as they haven't actually done anything in the last 6 months that would go anyway into showing that that was true. So we're calling on the university to make that step. Because all we're seeing is they're saying libraries are outdated, we need to modernise libraries. And they're just picking the CHI libraries to cut, that we need to cut funding. They look at the music school and then lay off four staff with minimal consultation, excluding students from that process, and that's their solution to tight budget constraints. But we're not seeing anything like that happening in any other faculties. They're targeting CHI and arts, and that's uncalled for.
So Stuart McCutcheon has also said that the funding that is raised goes to scholarships and the hiring of new staff. But I noticed that AUSA this semester has increased awareness about the emergency food packages that you do for students. And, you know, during the current economic and housing climate, especially for students, it's hard. So do you think that funding, let alone equally prioritising faculties, should be looking at these kind of pressing problems that we're experiencing at uni as well?
Absolutely, and I think actually the university has an economic incentive to also be supporting students, as the more unaffordable Auckland comes to live, the more unaffordable it is to study at the University of Auckland and to succeed when you're studying here. So I think the university absolutely has a mandate to make sure that people are coping financially and economically when they're at the university.
You've said that you don't see why the meetings can't be done somewhere else on campus, as we said at the start. But it's also worth noting that this club once banned women and Māori. So funding aside and focusing on that exclusion, do you think that it's pretty inappropriate for the executive to be involved in a club that has a racist and sexist history?
Absolutely. The Northern Club is a weird institution. it was an old gentleman's club where men like Stuart McCutcheon could go and schmooze with other men like Stuart McCutcheon. But as you say, women and Māori and anyone who was not like Stuart McCutcheon would not even be let in the door. I think the culture has been changing in recent years, but it still is just ludicrous. That is where he feels the most comfortable, and feels so comfortable he needs to spend $33,000 getting access into it. It's not at all a very good institution for the university to be funding.
Do you have any final comments about what AUSA thinks this means about the culture of management at our uni?
I think that the university has shown in a number of instances over the last 6 and 12 months that they are not putting student interests first, that they're prioritising memberships to Northern clubs, big fancy new science buildings and gyms, which are fine. But the reason we come to university is to get the best education possible, to study, to be able to get our degrees, have a really great time while we're here. And the university isn't really seeing that. And the way that they fund memberships to the Northern Club is just indicative of, I think, wider issues with the priorities that the university has for its funding and for us as students. And I think we should all be really concerned about that and making sure that our voices in opposition to that are really heard.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.